That's what we're gonna fucking do.
Love Talk Radio.
I can't cuss tonight. My cousin might be listening. Hey, everybody! It's the Rad Reality Show. And hey, you know what? What a night we have. And we're gonna kick it off with some music because, you know, Rachel's gone. Sorry, Rachel. Sorry, Rachel. You know, the jury house is gonna be like really fun. And like, I hope you can like next week go spend some time with Brandon or Brenda, whatever his name is, because you know what? I'm trying to find this one song, but I can't find it right now, so I'm just going to pick one and let's just do it. That's right, Cowboy. You there?
I am. What a show! What a show, everybody!
Yeah, I got the fees on in case they come back to show us who the head of household is.
It's gonna be Brandon.
I hope not. I hope it's not Brenda. Do you think Brendan? Do you think? Do you really?
He's doing good.
Hey,
he's out in the lead. I'm hoping he can pull it off. I would love it.
I missed it. I missed that part.
Yes.
I was trying to
He was out in the lead.
Don't tell me you want him to win.
I do. You know what? The thing is, it's making it interesting. It's making the show fun to watch. If he leaves, it's going to be boring.
Yeah, but I'm so sick of him.
No.
Yes. I want the brigade to go, like, just trample through and everything. Okay, so here's the deal, guys. Do want you guys, if you get a chance, if you want to ask something to Rachel, you got to email it to me or message me. The best thing to message me and everything, and I will be able to submit questions via emails. So, that's how it is. Hey, Annie was on the show last night, or yesterday, and she really is cool.
Yeah, I wish that I was there. I mean, a lot going on yesterday with court and stuff, but I know that I'll get to spend good quality time with her, especially in September. I think she confirmed for the Vegas Bash.
Yeah, she is confirmed. And she's going to be going to Toys for Tots.
Oh, is she?
She's confirmed for Toys for Tots.
Yes!
And everything. So, sorry the phone's ringing in the background. Corey's calling me. Sorry. She always forgets. Hey, let's pick up caller. 516.
Yeah, how's it going, guys? This is Jesse.
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm all right.
What's your name?
What
and where are you calling from?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Jesse from Long Island. What
welcome
did Duke
to the show.
Mean to Rachel when she said this might not be the end of it? Think Rachel's getting back in the house?
Somebody is. Like, somebody's coming back in the house.
You think the jury member will come in? Cowboy?
What?
Yeah. That...
I think it's going to be a jury member going back into the house. Because
Absolutely.
The original plan was, I think, to bring somebody back, one of the first four, I think. And Julie Chen, I think, opened her mouth last week and said something about Matt and her and him, his wife being not really sick. You remember that? You know, when she said that? So they had to switch it up and they gave the saboteur. So Julie opened her mouth. And that's when it all messed up.
Oh. Good inside message.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. I haven't heard officially, But when she, remember last week in the end of the show, I think it was last week, or was it to Andrew? I can't remember if it was Andrew or if it was to her. They said to them, they said, something like, she said, what do you think about Matt? Or did you know that Matt was, you know, is faking that his mom is sick? Or his wife is sick? And, you know, Andrew was like, you know, as a doctor, it was Andrew actually. And that's when I think they had to scrape the whole thing and they put the saboteur twist in. So that's what I'm thinking, Cowboy. What do you think?
There's no telling.
You got anything else you want to ask?
No, I just want to say I think Enzo's going to win it. I think Enzo's going to win it all.
He's playing a great game.
You know, even the goodbye message and stuff, he's leaving everybody. He's doing real good at it. But I definitely don't hope Brendan wins. But see, this is the only thing I don't see. The Brigade, they're not going to even try this competition, right? I'm not even watching on the computer, so I don't even know, because there's no need to. You got Matt, Reagan, and Brittany going after Jeff and, I mean, Brendan, and Brendan going after them.
It looked like they were all really working it really hard, except Kathy. Kathy was kind of like in the back, but I mean, I think that's Kathy's strategy. But I mean, the guys are really hustling. I mean, but Brittany is too. But Brandon's in the lead, so I'm hoping that Brandon can stay in the lead and pull it off.
This country girl, Georgia girl, in which. I know who she is. She's my niece. She says Rachel had a good game except for her mouth getting the best of her. I so agree. And that's coming from my niece, so I just have to say that. But
Rachel played a hard game. She played a too hard of a game. But you know what? We all have said we would love to see these housemates play a hard game, and Rachel has played a hard game, and you know, Brendan is too, and I hate to say this, but I hope that Brendan pulls it off.
No, he can't. He's already made too many enemies.
Well, he has to win, or he's going on the block.
I hope so. I'm watching it. I'm hoping and praying that, you know, Brittany wins. I want my girl Brittany, because I want Brittany to put I would love to see Brittany shake up the house a little bit. Maybe
are you guys going to give us the update of who actually wins?
Yeah, I will spoil you
if
guys.
If the feeds come up.
Yeah, right now they're on trivia, and I'm watching. And all my
is there anything like about Cowboy on the trivia?
No, right now it's the trivia was what musical guest was on? I can't remember, season 3, I think it was, and you know, it's Sheriff Crow.
I know.
But
it is McCartney.
Alan,
or,
we haven't figured it out yet. They're still in feedback, or the feeds.
No. Oh, my gosh. She dated Lance Armstrong. I went,
Sheryl
Crow. It was Sheryl Crow.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, so.
Oh, I didn't hear you. But, yeah, I'll tell you. I wish we had somebody come to sing to us.
Yeah, no, you guys didn't have no fun, did you?
No, we just had a margarita party.
So, hey, let's pick up the next caller, because I know what he's going to... I wonder, I bet the next caller maybe is doing the... you remember how Jesse got, you know his little funeral for? Maybe this one is doing this for... Rachel...
Patrick, I am not crying. and the reason why I'm not that sad is because Rachel is coming back. Okay, and
absolutely.
Yeah, she's coming back, and like I like your theory on why you like on the whole Julie messed up thing, but Julie has been such an amazing host the entire time that I don't think it was on purpose. I think Big Brother saw it as, okay, you know what, we're going to scrap this idea because having Rachel and Brendan, the two hated house guests, one of them coming back, that will create much more drama than having Annie, Monet, or Andrew come back. So let's scrap this idea and let's do it after. Yeah. So I think, I don't think that Julie made a mistake. I think they scrapped that idea and wanted to do something else because it would be better drama.
Oh, so you're saying they scraped it not because of Julie messing up the and saying about Matt, but because they wanted to bring maybe Rachel and...
Yeah, Rachel or Brendan back because that would be so much more drama, and they want entertaining people, and because everyone is complaining about how this is a boring season. However, yet no one is at a loss for words for those two. It does create animosity, a love-hate relationship for the fans, and that's what creates reality television, polarizing people. So.
Sit down. Sorry, guys. No, you sit on the bed if I was you. My cousin is here. He just brought me dinner.
So, the feeds are back on.
Hey, the feeds are back on. Hey, Calvin, you want to say hey to my my cousin?
Hello, cousin. How are you?
Hello.
So, are you liking this season of Big Brother?
Yeah.
Who are you rooting to win?
I don't know. I don't know that much about it. I just watched it tonight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. You think Rachel's hot?
I don't know.
I love it.
Here's Ron.
That was going to be the question. She was the redhead.
Oh.
Was she hot?
She's okay.
He said she was okay.
I love it.
Yeah, that's Billy. That's my cousin. And, like you said, my niece is in the chat room, so say hey to Jordan. That's country girl, Georgia girl, and everything. So, Patrick, let me see how these guys are doing. Are you watching the
Brendan is, like, 10 feet ahead of everyone.
Hey, Ron, just real quick, how long are we taking the show tonight? Because Rachel said that she would love to call in after she watches it.
Rachel?
Ray Ray.
Oh, Rachel, and we can wait for Ray Ray. So, yeah, she got us watching now. She's watching it now, isn't she?
Yeah, she said for me not to tell her.
Yeah, we'll hold off. I have it for an hour and a half. I was gonna stay here and go a little longer.
Okay, awesome.
Shorter, but we can stay. Rachel is awesome, and I'd love to hear from Rachel what she thinks about the season. My cousins Doris and Bill's actually listening too. So give my cousin Doris and Bill. My family's down here. God really gave me a blessing that they came to visit us today because I needed them. Just a guys to let you know. I won't talk about it in details, but I was glad to have my my family down here. And Cowboy Doris is like my has been all my life one of my closest people. So
awesome,
brother. Let's talk Big Brother, but it's always cool when I have family listening in and everything. Patrick, get anything else?
No, it looks like Brendan is going to win HOH unless something crazy happens.
Yes!
And I'm super, super, super excited about it because Rachel will come back in the house, Brendan will be safe, and Rachel will win HOH next week, hopefully, and it will just be pure perfection.
Oh, Patrick, you know what? You and I are actually on the same page this year.
I know. I'm happy.
Blah, blah, blah. Go,
I'm
Brittany.
Happy, I'm happy.
Go, Brittany.
I do have one other thing, though, to say. Brendan's ex is disgusting. Like, she was in love with him at one point in time in her life, and to have that disrespect and her, like, so enjoying rooting against him, I thought it was disgusting. Like, even if they did end badly, she loved him at one point in time and was thinking about spending the rest of her life with him, and just that, like, she handled it with zero class, I thought. And even her mom is sitting there like, oh, thank God he's not part of this family. I just thought it was really, really low.
You know what? I think CBS was stupid putting them on the show, personally. Just my opinion. What do you think about that, Cowboy? Having family that wasn't even family of a house guest.
I didn't care for it. I thought it was tasteless. I think that if you're going to do anything about the relationship, I understand the immediate family, like the moms, is okay. But to get an ex involved, I guarantee you that X did not sign a, I mean, well, I bet you she did. But, I mean, I don't think that was fair to Brandon.
Oh, hey, I wanted to clarify. It's not Rachel who got kicked off the show tonight who's calling in. It's Rachel from Big Brother 6.
It's Ray Ray.
Ray Ray, yeah, Ray Ray, just to let you guys know. I didn't want some people to think that Rachel. But you can submit me questions to ask Rachel, in which I will submit to her sometime tonight.
But Ray Ray is calling in for sure after she watches the show.
Right. I just want to clarify because there's some people that might, you know, not think about it.
That's right. Yeah, we've got Jordan, two Rachels. But
Jordan and I switched after I got tired of Brenda and Rachel and their stupid antics. They're starting to make me sick. Sorry, Patrick. I still
like
them.
You know
what?
You know, this is the thing.
I was
a
Watcher Cowboy.
Huh?
That's why. If
well, I know, but I hear all y'all complain about it. But, you know, I wasn't a big fan of Rachel at the beginning. And, I mean, I'll say that. But, you know, I love how they have made it interesting for me to watch. And I understand the kissing, blah, blah, blah. But you know what? Their romance, I mean, what Brendan did, you know, some people's probably hating on him because he tried throwing, you know, the game for love. But you know what? It takes a strong man to do something like that. And, you know, I understand that Rachel did not do that for him, but he felt like he needed to do that for her. And I think that, you know, he's going to be rewarded for that. And I thought it was really sweet that he would even do something like that. And I could see, if I didn't have kids, I would probably do that as well. But I have kids, so
okay,
I don't think that I would actually play that game.
I need help real quick, and we're going to go to our next callers. But I need one question answered, and you might can answer this, because I can't remember the total rule. Let me see what Lisa says. It says, I love it, Brendan. Well, Brendan will win. He would put up Britain and Reagan, then play veto, and all goes on. And then just as it looks like one of them is going home, Matt plays the diamond veto.
He won't put up Britain and Reagan.
You don't think so?
No, him and Rachel promised each other that they would target Matt. Whoever stayed, that they would go after Matt. So I think he'll put up
veto, but he doesn't know that.
Yeah, they don't know about that though. I think that he will nominate Brittany and it's either Brittany and Matt or Reagan and Matt. It's whoever, like whichever one of Brittany and Reagan stuck up more to him. You know.
But if Matt takes himself down, does he get to pick who goes back up?
Yes.
But can he put the head of household?
No.
Wait a minute. He gets to pick who goes in his place.
Yeah, if he uses the diamond veto.
If he gets the diamond veto, what is the diamond veto?
He saves one of the nominees or himself and chooses the replacement. And he does that on Thursday, not at the veto ceremony. He does that, like, right before the live vote.
Right.
Okay. Well, Patrick,
so basically, he can save the brigade.
Yeah.
Yes, or somebody that he wants to save.
The brigade is for sure safe this week because of his power. Because he'll do Brittany, Reagan, or Cassie if Brendan is the HOH. So no matter what, the brigade will not lose a member this week.
Holy moly.
No, they really don't like Brenda either. Brenda has got totally, and again, you have to watch the feeds to understand this. Brenda, or tonight they showed it a little bit. He got on people's nerves this week. So I don't know. I just hope he loses, just to let you guys know. But I know you guys are all cheering up here. But Patrick, thank you for calling in, and let me move on to our next caller.
Have a good night, guys.
You too, buddy.
And let's bring up Peter.
Good evening. Well, I am definitely going to have my box of tissues next week if what I think is going to happen is going to happen, because I think there's no way to avoid it. I think Britney's getting evicted this week unless she wins her fourth POV, and that really makes me sad because I think that she's finally playing the game at long last, and now she's going to get evicted for it because she'd rather she trusts an idiot in Lane too much to see the light that she needs to go with Brendan and Rachel. Well, now it's too late, and now she's sealed her fate in the game. That pisses me off.
You see it. Go ahead, Cowboy. Keep on talking to him.
I totally agree with you. I think Brittany has made a mistake. And she, honestly, one thing I can say, because I have played the game, you make mistakes in the game because you think that it's the best decision that will help you move on in the game. But you know what? I mean, the Four Horsemen made some mistakes. I mean, we really did. But you get so caught up in that game and you go so stir crazy, you can make a mistake. And I think that Brittany has made a mistake. I think she's playing a hard game. I think that it's not going to do her any justice because I really kind of see the numbers right now. And the Brigade will go 1-2. No way I don't see why they can't go 1-2. I think they've played a great game. I'm curious to see how far they go in tag with each other and how it will go down from then. I think that will be entertainment. It would have been entertainment to see how the Four Horsemen would have had to turn on each other. So I think the Brigade is going to actually have that chance to go up against each other. The numbers is there. The math is adding up. Unless someone coming back will change the game.
Right. Yeah, I see two ways that they avoid the Final Four. One, someone comes back, or two, Brittany continues to dominate these challenges. I mean, for lover or hater, she's done a good job for herself. She's won 3 POVs in 5 weeks. She's 2 away from breaking Danielle's record for POVs. That's pretty good for someone who was considered a weak and non-threat in week one of the game. So she's done a very good job. She's avoided targets. Now she's going to have to work for it. The only way I see Brittany having a chance in this game is if she just goes on a veto run and just keeps dominating these vetoes. And I really, in my heart says she can do it, but my head says eventually she's going to run out of gas. And I think that she could make the Final Four, but no further.
I totally agree with you.
I'm hoping she can do a Danny Donato and kind of pull something or rabbit out of her head, type deal. But I don't know.
I think the only way she can guarantee herself safety this week is if she wins the POV. Because if she wins the POV, then Matt can't use the diamond veto on her. He can't put her up because if she has the veto, she's safe. Veto is safe. So, that's a big deal. And I think that she can win the veto. If she gets picked, she wins it, she's fine, and she's got a 1-7 shot to win, and everything's good. But I really would be really sad if she gets evicted because that means that she would not make the Final Four. And as I've said on this show before, 7 of my 9 previous favorites have made the Final Four. So I really hope that she can be 8 out of 10, but not looking good at this point.
I would be sad, too, because she has given me some of the best one-liners to hear in the past few weeks. And
we'd rather hang ourselves.
She just made me laugh. She makes me laugh every time I hear her. And Brittany has really... And somebody is like a stupid high school girl. I don't like her. Ah, Jordan. My cousin says she doesn't like her. But me and her never agreed. I mean, she liked Marcellus, and I thought he was terrible. So
I was a fan of Amy myself.
Oh yeah, we like Amy. I mean, I liked Amy, but she does never. Jordan never knows. I'm joking, Jordan. Okay, Peter, I'm gonna let you go and bring up Paul. And let's hear his thoughts for the day.
Have a great night, guys.
You too. And guys, if you want to call in, did I say cousin or niece? I don't know. My head's like going crazy. But Paul, I'm bringing you up. I hope I know you didn't push the one.
That's okay. Am I on now?
Yeah, you're on.
Hi, Cowboy.
Hello, buddy.
And hello to Ron's family that's listening. Welcome. Yeah,
Billy can't hear. No, just say it again. Billy's sitting here with me.
That's okay. No, the whole comment from Julie about Rachel coming in, I know for the Rachel fans it gives them hope. I hope that doesn't happen. But like I said in the chat room, Jesse came back into the house as an ape, and Casey's voice came back for a competition. So that might be just a teaser to keep people watching.
Well, we're going to need a double eviction. I mean, one person was kicked out or, you know, quit the game at the beginning. It would make sense to bring somebody back. And you know what? Big Brother has never brought – I mean, have they brought a jury member back in? Are you saying Jesse was – I mean, he wasn't in the jury when he came back, was he?
You mean James?
No, I'm talking about Jesse coming in and was dressed in the ape suit.
Oh, that's right. Okay. But a jury member has never got to come back into the game. This would be the first in Big Brother history.
But Jesse wasn't a jury member when he came back in as an ape.
Yeah, but I mean to play the game. If
right,
they choose to do
saying.
That.
No, James was a jury member.
Oh, James
was? James in season 9 was a jury member.
Yep.
And he came back into the game. I'm trying to remember if Kayser... I want to say Kayser was a jury member, but I'm not positive. I can't... That's something I can't remember. And Amy back then, they didn't have juries back then. Remember?
Yeah, but she was out the third week and then got to come back.
Right. Back then, they didn't do the whole... season 3, they didn't do the whole jury house. They all came back, didn't they, in votes? I mean, up to
right.
your house... I mean, oh, wait, did you guys have the jury house? I can't remember all the details right now.
Yeah, we had a jury house.
Just to break
down. Yeah, I never got to see it. I know, that's what I'm saying. But with Jesse, he was not in the jury house season 10. Remember, he didn't make it to the jury house. Wait, he didn't make it in season 11 either.
Eight.
What?
I just
did.
Yeah, he did it in season 11. I forgot. It just was the same week. Go ahead, Paul. You there?
Yeah. Brendan is in his last square, so he's going to win this. Wayne. Well, this is no surprise. There was quite a number of people in the house that wanted him to win this HOH, so it's not that big a deal.
Oh, they wanted Brendan to win?
Yep.
I'm confused. They really did?
Yep.
Why?
Because he can take somebody else other than the brigade out without the brigade getting their hands dirty.
Oh.
Paul, I'm going to leave you up on the line. I want to pick up the next caller because I think that caller is...
Hey, guys. I'm going to leave for a second. My niece from Colorado is calling me on the other line.
Awesome.
Must be a family reunion day for everyone. Everyone has family around. And now we have Christina, who I know has been with family, too.
Hey.
Hey.
I just thought I've been listening on my iPhone while I've been watching my son play soccer. So I walked to the car and thought I'd call and say hello to everybody.
Hello.
Hey.
And find out
how
who's
are you?
And all that. How am I? I am fine.
This is my co-host on Sunday nights, or one of my co-hosts, along with Paul. Paul and her, we do more of the fan talk on Sunday nights, and Christina has officially been known as a co-host. So, Cowboy, welcome her to our team. And Paul is too. We should welcome both of them, but Paul went and talked to the other person on the other line. But welcome to her to our team, Cowboy.
Welcome to the team. And thank you. You know what? I like to say, I know that I've been going through a lot this week, and you've been inspiration on my wall, and I thank you on that. Of course, you know, I got the verdict from the judge today, and it was a lot better than what I asked for. So so thank you for everyone that's been praying, and, you know, it's not over. It's at the beginning, but we will move on, and hopefully at the end of this custody battle, it will turn out for the best for the kids.
Yay. I am so happy for you.
Thank
and,
you so much.
And, you
it
know,
means a lot.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you just made a good statement. You know, people, we all go through, and now I'm going to, this is the part of the reality show that, you know, I always, you know, this is part of reality, even though it's not. But, you know, we all have our journeys, and we all have our battles that we're going through. You know, you guys know about my health issues, and Cowboy's going through some battles. We all have our battles. But you know what? It's friends, and this show is here for you. If you ever have, you need something, you know, get a hold of me or Cowboy, or even Christina will probably say. So I just really want to say, hey, you guys, you know, we all have, you know, support each other. And that's what I love about this reality family that I've joined. And even Michelle told me the other time one day, that I'm part of the, you know, Big Brother family now, you know, and I can feel it. Jesse wrote something yesterday that I read for the first time on his blog, and what he wrote, I'm going to post it on my my website, but it just made me realize how much, you know, people do love and respect me and the show, and just thank you. And if you missed Andy's show last night, you need to check it out, too. I don't know why. I just went to the whole plug-in. And Cowboys just left us.
Oh, bummer. Hey, but I wanted to say hey, guys, and I'm going to have to hang up on y'all.
You know what? You're going to hang up with me not having a co-host? You know what I'll do?
Hey, man.
What I'll do is play a quick song while we wait for Cowboy to call back. And you can hang up on me. And we
wait. Well, I have to because it's on my cell phone, guys. So I want to say hello to everybody in the chat. Hi, hi, hi. And hi to you. Hi to your family. Hello, everybody.
Yeah, because my family is listening.
I'm back.
Billy can't hear nothing. But we're going to play a quick clip, and we'll be back. Paul, I'm going to take a quick break.
Hey.
Bye, everybody.
Beth, is that you? Beth?
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, 815. Wait.
Hello, hi. Hey, Red Rod.
Yeah.
Hi.
Who is this?
Hey, this is Benny Crocker.
Okay.
I was supposed to call in for John Croc. John Crocker. He asked me.
Yeah. I don't think he was Benny Crocker.
No, he was calling in for John Crocker.
Oh. That was one of my most embarrassing moments.
I'm trying to remember, Ron, at what point you realized it was Chicken George. I've forgotten that part of it.
It's when Panther, or when I, right after they get off, and Panther said that he was calling in for John Crocker, I realized, oh, shit, it's Chicken George. Cowboy,
oh.
Welcome back. Hey, maybe I should hang up on Cowboy. Is that you?
Yes.
I didn't do hang up on you, though. But, guys, if you wanted to call in, the number is 347-237-5506. Call in and tell us what you think about the show. Rachel, Ray, a.k.a. Big Brother 6, Rachel, she's going to be calling in on the top of the hour, probably. And
who was she partnered with?
Howie.
Just for people to remember.
Yeah, I was going to, you want me, I don't have the energy to do Howie today.
No, that's okay.
I've already invited Howie. But Hallie's at work, so you got lucky.
I tell you what.
I sent some text message out. There's no telling who will be calling in. I sometimes do this random text messaging, and I never know who will call in.
Throw the bait out.
And
whoever may bite.
Yeah, I got one. I got a bite. We got a bite, and I don't know if I want to pick her up. Okay.
Be nice.
I'm a little scared. No, I'm scared. Okay, Jordan. Now you don't say nothing bad about me or anything that will incriminate me.
No embarrassing stories this time.
Hey, Jordan.
Hey, Brittany. Really? She doesn't even have a game. She just kind of stands around and talks about people.
Yeah, but that's cool about it.
She reminds me of a high school kid.
Jordan, I understand your feelings, but as a feed watcher who watches a lot, she does have game, but she also has the potty mouth, yes.
Yes.
I think my new favorite player is Matt.
Oh,
Matt. Wait, he lies.
Yeah.
How can you go from, I mean, Matt's a liar. You know, he's talking about his mother, his wife being sick, and she's not sick.
But he's play. At first, I liked Brennan and Rachel, but Rachel really didn't have a strategy. She just kind of let her mouth do all this talking that caused a lot of crap, and it wasn't really smart.
Now, let me ask you this. I don't want to call you out as being maybe a little hypocritical, but you kind of dissed on Brittany for her catty language and talking about other people. Rachel was almost as bad with the comments she's made.
Yeah, that's why I didn't like Rachel. I liked her at first, but then when she kind of
okay, I got you. I understand.
So you're basically saying you like liars and you're rooting for a liar.
Well, he might have told a couple of lies, but he's actually playing the game. He's not just standing around talking.
Yeah,
about
and Big Brother, you have to lie.
And
we've got a special guest calling in 5 minutes.
Cool.
Ron, you're gonna like this one.
Yeah, I'm not gonna believe it till I hear it.
do you want me to give you some clues?
If it's who I think it could be. Is it a guy or a girl?
It is a girl.
Big brother?
Girl.
Hey, it's a big brother.
Morgan?
She was part of the all-star cast of 20.
Whoa.
And she has been on the show before.
My show?
Once.
And she was part of the 20. Did she get in the house?
Let me give some more clues. She, I think, has had a baby.
Oh.
I think a year.
Oh.
And no, she did not get in the house. She was rejected with me.
And I know who it is. And wait, Jordan, do you remember season? Was it season 6? It was season 6, right?
It was.
Do you remember season 6, Jordan?
The only thing I remember from any season is that Jeff and Jordan won last season.
Oh, who are they?
Season 6, Final 4?
Yeah, I know who it is now.
She's
been on the show one time, yeah.
She was the first lesbian in Big Brother history.
And part of the nerd crew.
Yep.
It's somebody I didn't like during the season, but I got to like her when she called in.
And
absolutely.
She's
calling in 5 minutes.
And actually, on Janelle's show this week, Janelle gave her major props.
Really?
Yep. She was asked.
Her name.
She was asked who she thought was the best of the other side. And that's the name she put out there.
Hey, Paul, do me a favor.
Yes, sir.
Tweets.
Okay. You know how good I am at doing this, right?
Yeah, I know. This is why I'm asking if you can tweet it, because I have to, I don't remember how to spell her name. Jordan, do you have anything else you want to say? You want to wait till talk to Yvette?
No. I just was going to call you a traitor because you didn't like Brittany and now you like her.
Well, don't wait, listen to me. The reason I like Brittany now is because I'm getting to like her goofiness. And there's no one else in the house I like. I like them all. I'll like them all. Don't, because I got to play the political correctness. You know, there's not really one I really don't like, other than I'm getting bored of Rachel and Brenda crying and kissing all the time. So, yeah.
You like Brittany's goofiness, so that's why you're pulling for her?
Yeah. And she's funny. She's just funny. Come on, she's funny. Tell me she's not funny.
She's not
Who
funny.
Who wants to see the HOH room? Nobody. Who wants to hang themselves? Everybody. Who's smiling and being happy? Me. I just love that. And tonight she made some great liners. So. But, I mean, I like Hayden. Do you like Hayden?
Hayden's okay.
And I like Kristen before she got booted. You know,
like
and Annie, I love Annie. She's a Cubs fan.
Cubs fan?
Yeah, don't even go
not
there.
She's not a Bears fan, too, is she?
Yes, she is.
Oh, God, I don't like her.
Well, Jordan, I'm going to let you go because you just dissed my Bears. And Billy told me to hang up on you.
That's okay, because who's going to win the Falcons-Bears game this
She's getting... She knew I was going to dump her, so it's all good.
And I think that we've got a good guest for next week as well.
We do?
Yep. It is my good friend from Dallas. She was on season 6 as well.
And is her name...
Busto! Sorry, I'll get in trouble. So you'll kick my butt for that.
And I think we have a 305. And I wonder if this is a vet.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello? How are you
Hello?
Doing?
Good.
Hello?
Hello?
Is this a vet?
Yes.
Hello, girl. How are you?
How are you?
Good. You're welcome to the show, and I know it's been a while, but congrats on the new baby. Which, how old is the new baby?
11 months.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes,
is it he?
It's a boy. It's a boy.
So is he growing like a weed?
Yes. He's huge, and I can't believe how fast he's grown and how quick the year's gone by.
Well, congratulations. I've seen pictures. And I have to give you props because hopefully I'm not stepping on toes, but hopefully you're still with the girl that was in the pictures with you and the baby. She's very beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you.
Very beautiful.
Yes.
It looks like a very beautiful family.
Thank you. You seem to have a new somebody.
Well, I did. We're no longer together no more.
Oops. Oh. Oops,
but it's okay. It's okay, you know, one day at a time.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I don't get on Facebook much, so.
It's okay.
It's
okay.
So, again.
So what do you think about this season?
I think there's a lot of characters that are like our season, again, like always, you know.
Oh.
I think Rachel is Janelle. I think kind of, what's this little mini April's name again? What's her name?
Brittany.
Brittany is kind of like an April, you know. Then we've got, I think Enzo's kind of like a Howie, the person that everybody likes, you know. I see a lot of, like, duplicate characters, and I just think it's hysterical how I don't think that America loves Rachel as much as they did Janelle, and they're the same to me. I mean, I get along with Janelle now and everything, and I like Rachel this season, and I, you know, she doesn't bother me at all. I think she's worked hard. I think she deserved to stay, and I just find it funny how America's not in love with her.
Well,
wow.
This is Paul. There are a lot of people that love her. It's really a polarizing situation. You either love her or you hate her.
Right, but do we not like her because of her laugh? I mean, really? You know?
No,
we don't like her. You know why we don't like? You know why many people stop? I'm in the beginning.
I love Rachel Event. So.
Okay.
Wait, no,
why don't we like Rachel?
She was my pick to win. Okay. And what
right.
happened to me was she started to get to be, it was starting to get to be more like a, the whole showman started to be over, you know, like in our face on the feeds all the time. And I really, I don't like her, but it gets to a point where you, it's almost like, what is the word I want to say? The game, she was really good on Head of Household. But I don't know how to describe it. It just got really old on me. You know what I mean? The whole.
Here's the thing. Nobody knows. Cowboy right there. How it is to live inside that house and
no, I agree.
Breathe and sleep these people and be, you know, on lockdown. And even when you're not in the best of moods to talk, you get questions. And you know, and I just find that a lot of people now. We're in season 12 now. So by this season, everybody thinks, I mean, I even heard Ed saying it the other day, that he thinks he's going to get some big gig like the Jersey Shore kids. I mean, Big Brother 12 has never, Big Brother's never had, like, big release people. Only Jeff that I saw him have a show now. But everybody's going into this trying to be some big reality TV star, you know? And it's no longer, like, a game. It's how big can your character be? How big of a bitch can you be? How big of an asshole can you be? How smooth? You know, it's almost like everybody's trying to overplay character because they think they're going to make it big after this. And when did everybody stop playing the game?
And how many of us play big parts in movies right now?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
How
many spinoffs have you seen?
But you know what? Some people have had some success. I mean, you got it with
Yeah.
I mean, Dr. Will has been successful. I mean, Dr. Will's been successful. He has his, his shows. Jeff,
what show's
like
he on?
Were talking about.
He's on Dr. 9210.
Oh, okay. And Jeff
and,
has his show. But how many people have gone through that house? It's
right.
Just, what I'm trying to
I
say is.
I know what
is,
you're saying, though. I totally agree with you. But I'm saying there has been some successful. Does anybody in this cast make me feel like they're going to be successful? No. I mean, I think there has been other ones. I just can't.
Season 5, we all thought we were going to be superstars.
Right. Not me.
Right.
See, I honestly got picked out of a restaurant, and I only really wanted to do it to bring money to my family. I had nothing else that I wanted to do there, and it's pretty much why
right.
I stay out of the limelight. And, you know, somebody the other day decided to write me a hate email telling me how I don't respond to my fans and I don't accept people on Facebook. That's just not me. I just don't do that. You know, I don't really get on Facebook. I don't, like, I really kept to myself. And when I got out, I got a couple offers to do a couple things, and I decided I want to be a mom and I want to go to Target and I don't want to get harassed by people, and that's the kind of life I want to live. And that's what I
can do. And I respect that for you.
You know? And
did
it's
you,
just like,
you,
these people, huh?
Will you take a couple calls?
Sure.
I love it, man. And, man, it's so good to hear from you.
Yeah,
because
this
I love the
this. This is a big fan of yours. And I know he's going to be a big fan of yours because he's one of our callers. And Patrick, I know you're dying. He keeps on messaging me, pick me up. So, Patrick, there's Yvette. Go ahead and talk.
Hey, Yvette, I am in love with you.
Hi, Patrick.
You have been, like, my favorite up until Shima was introduced to Big Brother. But, yeah, I just, like, I love, like, really outspoken and, like, really just, like, say what's on your mind type of people, and that was, like, the definition of that. So, I love it. But I totally agree with you when you said that I don't understand why people hate Rachel but people love Janelle. Like, I have been saying that for a while also, because Janelle, like, started comparing her, like, Rachel to herself, and then I was like, yeah, it's so true. And why I think it is I think because Janelle is perceived as the attractive, like, hot blonde, and then Rachel is perceived as, like, the Vegas hag who has a drinking problem and all this stuff. And it's so annoying because, like, I love Rachel, too. Like, Rachel is making the season entertaining. Whether you hate her or you love her, she is so polarizing and is making people talk about it. On Twitter, on Facebook, everyone's status is, I hate Rachel and Brendan, I hate this. And that's, like, everyone else's season is kind of boring, and it's just, like, I don't know. People need to stop being, like, so judgmental.
Yeah, and then Hayden, the way that Hayden talks every time he's on the diary room, he sounds like he's going to eat TV. Why is he so excited every time he talks? Like, does anybody else see that? All I see is teeth and shouting, always. And his bangs. His bangs are driving me crazy. I just think, you know what? These people should really cut her some slack, Rachel. You know, she's worked hard, and she's the same, a lot of same characteristics as Janelle. Like, just lay off of her. There's so many other people, like Kathy being two-faced, which I don't know why Rachel has not come out yet and told Kathy that Brittany and Hayden wanted to put her up. I don't know why she never said it. You know, I don't know why she never came and tried to save herself with that. You know, it's beyond me.
Do you watch the feeds, or do you just watch the television shows?
Okay, I'm really going to admit to this because I got into watching Big Brother when I was pregnant. I watched kind of the All-Stars because I had gotten chosen and I knew a lot of people on there. But I only started watching again last season when I was pregnant. And I really got into it, and this season I was like, I'm not going to do it, and I did it. And now I've got it on my iPhone, this like, update thing, and it drives my girlfriend crazy because I'm always telling her ahead of time. She's like, stop telling me. But I don't watch the live feed. No, I think we'd get divorced if I watched the live feed. So.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Patrick, I got to pick up another caller. But,
bye, Patrick.
Yeah, okay, bye. I love you, Beth.
Bye.
Okay, I think this is another Big Brother house guest, maybe, so I got to pick him up. 304.
Hey, Cowboy. Hey, Yvette. Hey, Ron. Hey, Paul.
Hi,
Ronnie.
Hey, Yvette. Oh, my God. When I saw on Twitter you were in here, you're one of the few previous house guests I haven't had a chance to talk to yet. I had to call in and say hello because I loved you on your season.
Oh, is this Ronnie?
Yes, it's Ronnie.
Yeah.
Hey, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good, good. I think, are you watching this season?
I am. Actually, I just got in time to see the revealing of the votes to Rachel and Brendan, and I just actually finished watching the HOH competition, but I won't spoil it.
We already know Brendan won.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, you're only talking about it. Okay, well then, yeah.
And Reagan and Brittany and Massa have nots.
Oh, they have nots.
Oh, I didn't know that he'd done that yet.
Yeah, he just
who
did
he
it.
Choose? Well,
that's
here's the
awful.
Thing. Do you guys think if Matt somehow ends up being off the block, do you think he'll save one of the brigade members if they're on with his veto?
Yes.
You do?
Well, he said in his HOH blog he wouldn't. He said he would only use it on him on his HOH blog. Yeah.
I agree.
He said what? He said what?
He in his HOH blog that he wrote this week, he said he would only ever use the diamond veto on himself, which is smart because he's not allowed to tell anyone about it, and I seriously doubt those three guys would believe him or trust him when he told them that. I think they'd be kind of hurt he held out on them.
Right, exactly. So that's what I'm trying to tell you. I think that if he were to save himself, like if he didn't get put up or if he vetoed himself, I don't think he'd use it. I think he'd keep that to himself, you know?
Yeah.
Because it'd be an easy way to kind of get a brigade member out, which I got to tell you. I mean, except for Matt, because he unzips his sweater all the time and runs around with his little tiny bird chest. I got to tell you, everybody else doesn't bother me. Like, I really like the other guys. They're pretty cool, you know?
I have a question for you, Yvette, actually, because I cannot find anyone that agrees with me on this, really. But I'm thinking you will.
What?
Do you agree? I'm just sitting here thinking that why is Matt not trying to conceive of a way to get those three brigade members out of the house without blood on his hands? Because that's three guaranteed votes should he be at the end, right?
You know what? You got a really good point with that.
You got a really good point with that, and I hadn't thought about that. But I think, yeah, because you know what? They haven't really shown to have any really good skills. None of them have won anything.
Right. Right, because then you're talking about a vote to win. Just one more vote, and he's won.
Right. Right, you're right.
Wow.
You're absolutely right about that. You're absolutely
right
about that.
Do you think he would? Do you think they would vote for him? I mean, hey.
Yeah.
Did Jason
think they would if there was no blood on his hands. Absolutely. Absolutely, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he should use, if he's smart, he should use Brendan this week to get rid of one of them. Because then they'd expect that.
Right, but I think that Brendan's got to get back Matt because, remember, Rachel hated Matt. You know, she always thought that Matt was shady and that she wanted to get rid of him. And I think that it's like, I think he's going to do what Rachel wanted him to do. And that's going to be the best for him.
Okay, let me throw this out there and see what you guys think. In a hypothetical situation where Brendan nominates, say, Brittany and Matt, and say Kathy somehow wins the power of veto and saves Brittany, which I believe she would. She saves Brittany. Only a brigade member can go up at that point except for Reagan, because I don't think he'd put up Reagan. Well, then what if Matt uses it on himself?
I think he would put up Reagan.
I think he would.
Remember, because he likes Enzo, and he likes, and he doesn't buy, and he
doesn't
mind Lane. He likes Enzo,
yeah,
and he doesn't mind Lane. You know what I mean? And I think that he thinks at this point that, like, really, honestly, is it worth putting up this other guy? What's his name?
Hayden,
exactly. So I think he might put up Reagan because Reagan got so nasty with the love of his life.
True. Yeah, true.
And he thinks that maybe he can end up having a guy powwow with these guys afterwards and not so much with Reagan because him and Reagan don't get along. So,
well, if Reagan stays and wins HOH next week, Matt needs to get Reagan to get some blood on his hands with the brigade, I think.
Who do you think are the secret friends? Do you think those two are the secret friends?
No friends.
I was told that was a lie.
Yeah, I don't think there's any friends in there.
I haven't heard anything.
Annie was on the show yesterday. I had her call in. We had her call in, and she said that America picked, like, the saboteur stuff, and that was one of the things I think America picked to do. You remember how Reagan's been kind of seeing the whole computer thing, and you see him pick? So that's what happened, I think. That was one of the things that she picked to use.
Oh, okay. But she had to say that. Kind of like he tried to ruin their relationship now, Brendan and Rachel. Is that what you're saying?
Right.
It's like something made up. Yeah,
I think so too,
because Julie and them, by now, I think we all pretty much, especially us old house guests, know, like, they're watching the show and stuff, the way it works, and they would have said something about a secret friendship. Like, stay tuned to find out the next secret friendship, you know? And they haven't.
Yeah.
So I don't think that that's true.
Right. Well, speaking of Annie, Yvette, you were the very first lesbian in Big Brother, and Annie would be considered number two, bisexual, lesbian, whatever. I think she's got a girlfriend. What did you think of Annie's behavior? Did you like her or dislike her?
You know what happened? This, you know, down here in Miami, for some reason, I never got to see that Wednesday episode that showed her outburst. So I'm really out of the loop on that. I didn't get to see it. So I have to somehow go back and watch that. Excuse me?
I just tweeted Annie. Annie has came into our chat room before, so I'm hoping maybe she will pop into the chat room.
Oh, that's cool. I tell you what, it's no surprise everyone on the show knows I actually picked Annie to win this season. I actually picked her to be the saboteur as well. I set myself up for failure either way. But I think that she just aligned herself with the wrong people, and I think that she was a strong competitor. I think that she would have been winning competitions if she stayed in, and I really was hoping for the best for her.
Yeah. Right. Well, what's it called? I'm going to run into dinner, guys. My girlfriend's like, we're going to celebrate a birthday today. I'm going to run into dinner. But text me again, Cowboy, when you want me to call in. And I don't mind having these chats at all. I actually like to talk to people who get this Big Brother thing like me, because everybody else is like, what? What? What are you talking about?
Rachel,
so it's nice.
I was hoping you would be here when Rachel called. We got Rachel from your season calling in a few. And
All right, perfect.
So.
And anyways, watch out because I think Rachel might come back. You saw that thing that Julie said tonight?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So?
All
Ronnie,
right,
what
guys.
What do you think about that?
We're always here for you, Yvette, if you need some big brother love.
Yeah. All right, guys.
All right, guys. Good talking to you.
Thank you so much for returning my text and calling into the show. Love you, girl.
Thank you. All right, love you guys, too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I tell you what, I really got to get to know Yvette and the Sequester House of All-Stars because we got rejected together. And I didn't like her in her season, but you know, I've learned not to judge anybody because I mean she was amazing, she was funny, she tells it how it is, and same with Michelle Costa, you know, I didn't like her in her season and I just think the world of Michelle.
How about Ronnie?
Oh, Ronnie, Ronnie and I are just like each other in so many different ways.
It's true.
You know, I can honestly say I was rooting for Ronnie on the show. So I knew I would like him if I met him because he's very sensitive and, you know, and he knew the game, you know, and he was one of them players that you loved because they actually was a fan of the show. You know, it's kind of hard to get people in there that's never – watch the show day in their life and make it so far. I'd rather watch a fan, you know, take it to the end.
I tell you, Ronnie, I may have mentioned this before, but the one thing that drove me nuts with you was trying to keep up with all your lies. I don't know how you ever...
Hey, but I kept up.
So, Ronnie, are you...
It's that photographic memory.
Yep.
So, Ronnie, you're doing a show as well, aren't you, this season?
Yeah, it's kind of on hold right now. I have a situation in my family right now. Michelle and I are fine. It doesn't involve me and Michelle, but I have a situation in my family right now that I really can't go into more detail about, but it's kind of preventing me from being able to do the show right now.
Well, you're in my prayers, and I totally understand family issues.
We'll talk later, Cowboy.
That sounds great, buddy.
I'm going to run off you actually for that very reason, okay? But, Cowboy, I'll call you or text you soon, okay?
That sounds good, buddy. Good hearing from you. Thank you for calling in.
All right. Later, Paul. Later on. Good talking to you as well.
Yeah. Bye. We'll see you in Vegas.
Wow, what a show so far. I mean, we've had a total of 3 Big Brother people so far, and we're about to hopefully have a 4th one. What a show, Ron.
Yeah, I know, and I'm sitting here, and we're about ready to pick up Zach. Let's pick up Zach real quick. Sorry, Zach. I know you probably wanted to talk to him.
Oh, no, you're fine. I actually just called in because I heard a rumor that Rachel's calling in, and anyone that knows me knows I'm a huge Rachel fan.
Okay, well, I had to let her know when the bet was off, so she is about to call in. I love both of them, but... You know, I understand. If there's hard feelings, there's hard feelings. I love Ray Ray, so I can respect that.
Playing referee.
I wanted to hear them talk to each other for the first time.
Yeah, I don't think that was going to happen.
We'll have to get back to Vegas if we want a chance of that happening, Ron.
Yeah, that's funny. Okay, so... You know what? I got to do a commercial real quick. Let me do a commercial. Because it's like I got so much I need to talk about. First of all, we need you to donate to the show. Remember, if you donate to the show, there is a prize each week. Or not each week, each month. The next prize will be given out sometime around the time we leave to go to Vegas. But what I was going to say... is Zach won last week or last month and he won the Shima autograph. So if you donate, you get a chance to win autograph, you know, from one of your favorite reality stars. I don't know what I'm going to give out. Also check the eBay store out. And you can check it out by, you know, going there at theradreality show.com. You can find a link out of the eBay store. So two ways to help donate and help me keep the show going and everything. And everything. So, Cowboy.
Yes.
Are you ready for Vegas? I mean,
I am totally ready for Vegas, baby.
Yeah. What is some of the plan? I mean, I know you're ready for it and everything. So, what is your favorite moment you're looking forward to? Is it to meet Rachel and be able to hang with Rachel again?
You know what? I love Ray Ray. You know, I think that is, you know, going to be amazing to get to see her again because it will be actually a year, August the 29th, when I actually saw her. Yeah, that is. That I saw her last. So I'm really, really excited to see her. I mean, she was one of my favorites on the show. I always was a fan of Ray Ray. And you know how excited I was to go get to see her August the 29th. I mean, everybody, I was on the show, but I am a huge, huge fan of the show. And just to be able to meet Ray Ray, she was everything plus more. She's just a brilliant person all the way around.
And I believe
I hope you're talking about this right now.
No,
I am talking about you, girl.
Thank God. Thank God it's not the new one.
So you still have hard feelings for Yvette, right, right?
Oh, none at all.
Just checking, baby girl.
You know what? When I in the house, I still was on your side, Rachel. And since she's come on the show, I respect her and everything. But it's so hard. I mean, I was so much a Howie, Rachel, Janelle, you know, that James Ryan guy. I could give less. I mean, he turned on you guys, in my opinion, still. But
It is what it is. It's a game, you know. At the end of the day, but. You know, there's some things said that, you know, I just would rather not go there. It's just not worth it to me.
Absolutely.
But, you know, I think everybody knows she left me a really big dollar sign goodbye message, so that's fine. anyway.
I wish you called in. I would have loved to have seen a cat fight.
I hung up. I didn't want to go there. It's not worth it. I don't have that, you know, desire to. To do that right now. I'm enjoying my evening.
I don't blame you. So are you ready for Vegas, girl?
Oh, hell yes. Bring it on, baby. Vegas. Can't wait. I can't wait.
Hey, when are you arriving to Vegas?
I don't know yet. I'll either come Thursday or Friday. I have no idea.
See, I'm going to actually spend a whole week in Vegas. I am so excited.
Oh, look out, Vegas.
Huh?
Yeah, but have you heard what he's actually going to do Sunday?
Is he doing that beer pong thing or that pong? That?
Yeah, but you know, but he has to do it in a dress.
Are you really? Oh, I can't wait to see
that.
Yeah,
because I raised $500, so I said I'd wear a dress.
That's awesome. Just stay away from my sequence dress I'm wearing out there.
Ooh, baby.
Ooh, baby, it's going to be fun.
Oh my gosh. Oh baby, oh baby. Okay, I can't do my tonight. I just don't have it in me.
Oh come on, I want to talk about the show. Somebody tell me who won HOH because, you know, obviously I don't know yet, so
then.
Oh wait, let's give her a chance to guess it. Don't spoil it.
Well,
let
it's probably Brendan because I think Brittany had the best chance of that competition because she's so little and
no,
I won that competition similar. It was Brendan?
Brenda.
Brenda won it.
Yeah,
that's so funny. He's not going to know what to do with himself with that power. He's going to be all alone in the HOH room. No one's going to talk to him. That's a shame. He's going to look like
maybe
a big weenie when he gets out of his house. Oh, my God. He
locked himself into the HOH room just like Ronnie did.
Good.
Hey, Ray.
Good.
Rachel?
Yeah.
Brittany, I think her tininess, you would think she'd do well, but as they had to keep holding on to the rope, it got heavier, and she was way behind.
Oh, that's too bad. That's too bad.
My niece is asking me why I call Brendan. Brenda.
Brenda.
It's because If you watch the scene, you guys haven't seen how much he has cried. All he does is like, I'm Rachel. Yay!
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. When he gets out of this house, I hope people, I hope he realizes how stupid he was over her. Oh, my God.
Hey, Rachel.
I hate to see what y'all all said about me when I cried every day.
Oh, no.
Well, Rachel, you have... Rachel, you have not watched tonight's episode yet?
No,
I'm sorry, what?
Have you watched tonight's episode? Did you see his ex-fiance?
I was crying all over the place. Well, he wasn't as bad as Bunky, but he was crying. Who else cried
a lot?
What's her
Bunky?
Face from a couple of seasons ago?
Amber.
Amber,
yeah. Jesus.
Amber and him about the same.
Really? I haven't seen... Well, I haven't been watching the feeds. I've just been watching the show this year.
Well, let me tell you, Enzo came up with an alliance name for Brendan and Rachel, and he wants to call them the Wah-Wahs.
Oh, of course he does.
I can't wait to meet Enzo and get Enzo and Hallie next to each other. But, it would be so cool to get Enzo, Hallie, and Savage together. How crazy would that be?
Yeah. Is he coming?
I don't think so. No, because Jace is, I think Jace is coming.
Oh. Yeah,
that might be as bad.
That's awesome. So, do you think that Brendan and Rachel are actually going to show up to the party?
Well, she lives there, so she probably will. But who would you like in this current cast to meet in Vegas?
Who would I like to meet in Vegas? A lot of them. You know, I think Hayden. I like Hayden, and I like Brittany. I think she's kind of mouthy, and she's, you know, but she's got a personality. I don't know. I thought she was pretty. She's kind of fun. I definitely want to meet Rachel and Brendan, and then walk away. So, I think he's gonna look like the biggest weenie when his friends are gonna just think he's an idiot when he gets out of his house.
What
I mean,
did you
who
think
the
about
hell
his
would
girlfriend?
His oh.
girlfriend being on the show tonight?
Super, super cute. And what the hell is he thinking? I mean,
I know.
I think she's a doll, and I'm sorry, I don't know. I think he's in a bubble. He's in that BB bubble, and that's what happens. When you get in there, you can't see past the end of your nose. That's what happens.
So are you saying that you might be hitting on Hayden?
No, I'm not saying that at all. Hayden's sweet. He's a doll,
upset.
But he's a little, not my type. Who's going
to
be upset?
He needs to grow up a little bit.
Kristen.
Yeah, he does. Oh, Kristen. Oh, yeah. Is she bringing her
boyfriend
with her?
I was told.
No.
Yeah, if she can bring her boyfriend, maybe I'll meet him then.
Oh.
No,
I'm kidding. Maybe I'll bring somebody with me to Vegas this year, and we don't have to worry about that.
We got a caller. We got a caller. Let's pick it. This person up and see who it is. I think I'm going to pick it up. Wait, I'm working on it. Okay, 603, you're on the Red Reality Show.
Am I really?
Amber.
Yeah, I was wondering if
you
were.
Hello, girl. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
We got Rachel on the phone with us too.
Oh, hey, Rachel.
Hey,
Rachel,
who's this?
Six. The good Rachel.
Yeah, this is the original.
This is Ron
first.
Rachel.
This is the first Rachel.
Yeah, this
the original.
Is Ron Rachel. Somebody asked me one time.
Rachel, this is Panther who organizes the Toys for Tots up in New Hampshire.
Oh, great.
Yes, this will be my second year to go. She puts on a great event. She's great with this event, and this year is going to be better than any. Michelle Costa, this will be her third year. She actually started with Panther 3 years ago, and it keeps growing each year.
Wow,
yeah,
well, you have to
we went
give me
from
information
one house
on that.
Guest
I might go.
To six house guests to who knows this year so far. I have four so far.
Four confirmed so far?
Yep.
And who are they?
One is Michelle Costa. One is Ronnie Talbot. One is some cowboy. that was on season 5.
Oh, that guy.
And Annie from this season.
Wow. I'll tell you what, I can't wait to meet Annie.
Well, I'm sure she's going to be in Vegas, so you'll probably meet her in Vegas first.
Oh, absolutely. I'll tell you what, I really wish that Annie went farther. Ray-Ray, did you like Annie L?
Yeah, I did like Annie. I don't know why they ganged up on her so much. Like I said, I wasn't watching the feed, but, you know,
they ganged up
I thought they could have done better.
She was minding her own business.
Yeah, well, they could have done a lot better with that eviction.
Yeah.
What the hell they were thinking. But that's the name of the game, huh? We got rid of that soda. I don't know what we were thinking. I could have got rid of a vet.
And I'm scared the way Paul tweets. I'm so glad I didn't make casting calls this year.
Emperor, you... Oh.
Oh, yeah.
That's
I heard
hilarious.
About that.
Rachel.
You know what? I think we might have another person from Big Brother on the phone line.
Hello?
Well, don't tease us.
You want me to pick it up? Oh, this girl that has to join me every Monday, too.
Michelle?
And just,
what?
Michelle?
Hello, you guys know I'm at work right now, so I have to be quick, okay?
Hello, girl.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, Michelle Costa.
I don't know who's on or anything, but hi, everybody.
Hi,
Michelle.
Rachel.
BB6.
The first Rachel.
Oh, my God, I was like, you guys already got freaking Rachel, psychopath?
Nope.
Yeah, where's that good, Michelle? What have you done lately?
Listen. I've been everywhere lately. But hi, Rachel. Hi, Cowboy.
Hi,
Panther.
We're
going to
be roomies in
what
Richmond.
What about me? What about me?
Hi, Rad Run. Well, anyway, I was just calling in because I just wanted to say I called it. I knew it. If I had a little, like, one of those little, like, cheat books for Big Brother, then I would have probably won Big Brother in my season, but I didn't. How did I know that Brendan was going to win? How did I know?
I'm on fire right now. He's on fire. He's gonna get rid of everybody. He's going to avenge his woman.
That knight in shining armor has proclaimed the cockroaches. That was my favorite part of the whole thing. I was like, you cockroach. But I'm actually very happy that Brendan won because I want the game to begin. Like, let's get this game going because, you know, everybody was voting for this one and that one, and let's vote together and let's sing Kumbaya and brush our armpit hairs, and that's bullshit.
You don't
even hear
her in there.
that's
Michelle,
bullshit.
So
yeah.
Since you're at work, why don't you go around, let's see if we can find Cowboy a date.
Before I found Cowboy a date, don't you think I need to find myself a date? Like, hello, I'm the one dateless forever, but that's because I choose to.
We need to go out on a date. There we go. We can solve all that.
Wait.
Oh, Cowboy, we've done plenty of that, haven't we?
I played the fifth.
We've actually gone on dates in, like, multiple states.
Don't you have that stalker that's coming after you?
I do. I have a stalker, and I blame Victoria's Secret dresses. And
they still have the stalker, like, from a year ago?
Yeah, you know what? Yes, I have the stalker that never stops stalking. It's like the gift that keeps on giving. It's
don't you wish you'd at least get a kiss first?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Don't you at least wish you'd get a kiss first?
No, I feel like it would be like poison, you know? Like they'll kiss me and they'll poison me and then, like, beat me in the head like a caveman and bring me into their cave and do what they want with me, but...
But she probably would like that.
No, I'm trying to stay away from the stalker. As much as I try to stay away, the stalker comes and hunts me down like prey.
Well, I bet Ray Ray has that problem as well.
Ray Ray had one at work, but he got fired.
I wish I could fire mine like Donald Trump, like you're fired, but it doesn't work like that.
No, I don't have any stalkers. I just give them the don't fuck with me look, and people leave you alone. Works.
Hey Rachel, are we gonna be roommates
in Virginia? We are.
That's gonna be fucking you, baby girl.
Let me tell you, does everybody know the suites consist of Johnny Fairplay, Michelle Fairplay, James Ryan, Michelle Costas, Krista Siegel, and myself?
That's one room, and I smell stalker everywhere on that.
No stalkers.
Like, how do you guys feel about what happened today? You guys happy that Brendan won? Like, what's the consensus here?
Yes, absolutely.
I just can't wait to see who he puts up, because I think right now he is so emotional. He doesn't know what to do. He's coming and going all over the board. He doesn't know who to put up.
Emotions, then please put up Matt. And I have a question. Matt cannot put up the HOH, because if that's really what can happen, I think he'll just take himself off.
No,
I think he can do that, right?
HOH and the POV holder are off limits.
I think he'll be able to take himself off with that thing, but the HOH will still have to nominate somebody else. I think that just gave him an extra week of safety.
He can pick a nominee, but he can't pick the POV winner, and he can't pick HOH. And I've seen that all over the internet. They're saying that he can put up Brendan. If Brendan's so smart, that please put up Matt, so Matt has to use the veto if he doesn't win. He'll have to disclose the diamond veto, and the diamond veto will be out, and then it'll be a clear game after that, you know?
So how cool would this be? What if Matt wins the power veto in the veto competition, and he takes the other person off, and at the end he takes himself off?
Oh.
Well, he might. Actually, that would be good, because he'll screw one of his brigades over. I'm ready for it, because if Brendan puts up Reagan, which I think he might put up Matt and Reagan, if he puts one of, like, Kathy up or whatever, then if Matt puts up Kathy, then they're screwed because of the numbers. But hopefully maybe Kathy wins POV, so she'll still stay safe, and then hopefully one of the brigades have to go, because if it's, you know, Matt takes himself off and it's Reagan, then Matt's going to have to pick between Reagan and his brigade.
Michelle?
Yeah.
Michelle, the brigade has already talked amongst themselves that they consider Kathy member number 5. They want her to be in the final 5 with them.
Like,
wow.
Oh my God, we're having a Jerry moment. We're having a Jerry moment. Oh, goodness.
It is exactly that.
Yeah, because they're the best. Like alliance ever of Big Brother history.
Who does everybody think that Brendan will put up though? I mean, I think he's gonna put Matt and Reagan.
I think it's gonna be Brittany and Reagan.
Really?
Yeah, because he called them the cockroaches, and then he pointed to Matt. He's going to play emotional, though.
He's not going to play with his head.
And
Matt put him up, so that's one person that can't be mad at him the week following, because Matt put him up, so what goes around comes around, you know?
But he won't put Matt up. He won't put Matt up for one reason, I say. Because, okay, this is why. Let me say why I think. First of all, he did put them in the have-nots, the 3 of them. I think he puts up Brittany and Reagan up on the block, and then what he will do is if one of them wins POV, he will put Matt up and try to backdoor the guy.
Okay, how about this? If America has, like, the say on what Reagan should do for, like, a saboteur thing, can that diamond POV disappear as a sabotage?
No.
I don't think so. Hey, can you guys fill me in? Because I went to work. Did Julie say something about one of the jury members being able to come back to the house?
I wrote it down verbatim. Julie said this. Rachel, you're off to the jury house now, but this may not be the last you've seen of the Big Brother house. Let me just tell you that.
Okay.
Oh, jeepers creepers. It's obvious that Big Brother doesn't want that sort of drama to leave the house, and, you know, they obviously knew this competition, Brendan was going to win, and, you know, I don't really know what to say. I'm a little actually shocked, and, you know, the Saboteur, I feel like the Saboteur definitely gets help from Big Brother. Why would he say these things unless it's going to happen? But that also the somebody knowing somebody in the house, you know, whether it was a Saboteur making that up or not, maybe it's true. Because by the sounds of it, the Saboteur seems to be right on the money about everything but that. So maybe in the end we'll find out if somebody does know somebody. I don't know, but it to me that's a little crazy.
Michelle, maybe this is my theory. Maybe Rachel coming back is like Jesse in the ape suit or Casey with his voice in the competition. Maybe that's it.
Oh.
Yeah, but he didn't go to jury house.
I didn't go back in the house, but I got to go to the Catalina Islands. Yeehaw!
Oh, the difference.
Hey, Ron. She said may not. Maybe, or may. She said may. She didn't say it, that won't be the last
time. Did she say her, or did she say anybody in the jury?
No, she said Rachel.
They said, okay, wait.
May not be.
Rachel, you're correct. She said maybe. So what I'm thinking is like 3 weeks down the line, or 2 weeks or 3 weeks down the line, they're going to do like I think the original plan was to bring one of the four back, one of these four, but she's told them about Matt being lying in the house to Andrew. So what happened was they had to scrape that ideal. They brought a Saboteur back. And then they put they're going to put one of the jury members in. And Paul, you got the right track with you going, but those four went home and then came back.
Yeah, Jesse went home, so I don't think they would take somebody out of the jury house to put him back in because Jesse got sent home, so it wasn't like he was even a jury member or anything like that.
All right, I stand corrected. You guys are smarter on this than I am.
Obviously something's going on. Maybe it's going to be an America's Choice. I don't know.
Well, then we'll all take Rachel to go in.
No.
No.
Yeah, no.
We will.
I want to see Brendan play the game by himself. That's what I've been waiting for. Brendan has been my pick since the beginning. So I want to see how he's playing by himself. And a lot's going to determine about his nominations. And we're going to see if he's going to be playing a different game, you know, without her. And it's going to really come down to the nominations, I think. We'll see how he's going to be playing with his head over his heart. So,
good point.
But I totally don't think they'll. If America votes, okay, who's slurping on a drink?
I don't think it's going to be America's vote.
I think it was just something
to throw us off and give her some kind of hope. But you know, they always take the stuff to.
Hey, Rachel, how did Kayser
go
back into the house? How did Kayser go? When Kayser went back into the house, how did he get put back in? Can you clarify that? With
a vote
from you guys.
He was one of the first. They were like the first four evicted, and now they left sequestered. They were sequestered. They didn't go home. So America
these
voted.
Guys were sequestered. The first three was sequestered, or the first two were sequestered, and then they got out of sequester because that little stupidness from Julie Chen.
I agree.
Well, is anybody definitely confirmed that Monet is definitely out of sequester? Because they just made Twitter accounts to make it look like they were, and then we found out they're fake. Maybe there's a couple of them that are still in sequester.
No.
I've talked to Monet on Facebook all the time, and I know it's her.
And Annie.
I know for sure Annie, and I know for sure Andrew and Kristen, but the Monet account, I haven't really heard anybody that's
Monet was on Nikki's show already.
Nikki's, yeah. And all I had talked to her. Guys, we're going to lose you in the podcast. Sorry.
Well,
we're
listen, everybody, I have to go because I'm working, but I had to call in because I just wanted to say I knew it, and please let the games begin, please, finally, please.
Amen.
You guys know what I'm talking about? Like, come on,
oh,
seriously. All right, well, I love all you guys, and I will see, like, all of you guys soon in Vegas.
All right, party up. Hey, we'll hit the slots together.
You know, it's 2 a.m. in the lobby. Meet me there at B-Square.
All right, baby girl.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
And don't forget to submit your questions.